Holiday Tim took my notebook and said, now be led. Tell him to stop playing. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Say, come on, let's give God a big shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From the depths of our, come on, from the very depths of our hearts, let's shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, we serve the King of Kings. Can you comprehend that? We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That very one that gave us victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For our God is good. Hallelujah. He's everlasting. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to what? All generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, we're so grateful. Lord, we're so grateful. We thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Lord God, that you anoint our lips. Lord God, that you anoint the hearers to hear what you are saying in this time, Lord God. We thank you right now, Father God, that this word won't fall on deaf ears, but we'll be open to receive and to be doers of this word, and that we'll see the results that you want for your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bible to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. The title of this lesson tonight is Leaving a Lasting Legacy of Excellence.
Amen.
Leaving a Lasting Legacy of Excellence. So when we talk about legacy, what do we talk about? When you remember someone, somebody, say for example, if you're keeping up with the news, you've seen in the news where President Obama, they're talking about his legacy. Okay, so when you think about that and you think along those lines, what do you think about? What he's remembered for? Okay, so we're talking about leaving a lasting legacy of excellence. How many believe that God wants his people blessed?
Hallelujah.
How many believe that God is already giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness?
Amen.
So guess what? It's our task to find out what it is, find out how to operate therein, and find out how to possess that. God gave it to us just like he did with the children. He said, I've given you this to possess it. But what they had to do, they had to go and take it, didn't they? They didn't just get to the promised land. They had to go and possess the promised land. And so what God wants to show us, he wants to show us how to possess our promised land. We talk about how many of you heard this statement before? Well, I just don't make enough on my job. Raise your hand if you heard that. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand if you said that, okay? I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand if you heard that. Act like you heard somebody else say it, okay? Some of the time, that's true. I'll say some of the time, but that's not true all the time. What we find out that there's a problem on our part, wherever we are, we can do better than what we're doing. Okay, if I don't care if you make minimum wage, you can do better than where you are. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to find out what God, first of all, what he desires of us, and we're going to show you how to get to a better place than where you are right now. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. I'm going to read it from the American Standard Version, then I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. Verse 22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. A lot of times we start talking about, man, they always talking about this, they always talking about that. God wants you blessed, amen? How can we finish the work broke? How can we get to the ends of the earth broke? It's going to take what? Hallelujah. So that's our focus. So don't Don't get it twisted on what I'm talking about tonight. The heart of God is that he wants to bless us. And that's the covenant he made with Abraham. He said, Abraham, what did he say? Abraham, I'm going to bless you so that through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed. That's God's original intent for us. Amen. So if we read it from the Amplified version, it says, a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Okay, did we follow that? Did we hear that? It was laid up for us. So what we need to do a lot of time is not I need a better job type deal. Most of the time it's I can manage my money better type deal. Can I get a, thank you, Ms. Lewis. Amen. So that's a lot of time, that's what it is, okay? I'm a prime example. I don't know how long ago, but Mr. Joels is out, and he asked me to teach his men back there, and that's one of the things we talked about. I was a teacher first. Teachers, I don't know if you know about teachers, but teachers get paid once a month. Somebody just said, wow, once a month. It's not really one. But the problem, the key is what? Planning. Okay? Okay, so I got paid once a month, but here's the thing. I was making pretty decent money as a teacher. Still living paycheck to paycheck. I told them this. I was very transparent. Paycheck to paycheck. A few years later, I was promoted to an assistant principal at an elementary school. A little better pay. Still living what? Paycheck to paycheck. Listen, and keep in mind, nothing changed about my living arrangements. I had a house when I was a teacher. Became a persistent person. Nothing changed. Didn't go get a car. Nothing changed. But I'm still doing what? Living from paycheck to paycheck. I came on back to the high school, started making a whole lot more than I made at the elementary level. And guess what? I was still what? Look at your neighbor. Put your neighbor and say, something wrong with that picture. I mean, something really wrong with that picture. Can I get a? Amen. So what's wrong with it? Is it that I needed more money? See, that's the point I'm trying to bring out tonight. It's not always that I need more money. The problem is I don't know how to manage what I have.